in that first reading in the book of Revelation, we read God's temple in heaven was opened and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. Allow me to show you what the Jews and the early church understood up until that time as the Ark of the Covenant. I invite you to come up after Mass if you'd like to and take a look at this. I purchased it in Israel about 3 years ago, and it's an exact replica from Scripture, which you can see it in Scripture in the book of Exodus. You can see exactly how this was designed, and it was God who gave the specifications for this for Moses and Aaron to construct the Ark of the Covenant. He told them precisely how to make it with the materials, the measurements, including wrapping it all in gold, even the poles and every part of it, inside and outside, in gold. Now, depending upon how you want to define a cubit, which all across history, a cubit had different measurements, but the Hebrew understanding of cubit was the distance between the elbow and the longest finger. That was a cubit. And so if you convert that into feet, it was approximately 4 feet long, 2.5 feet deep, and about 2.5 feet tall. And it was supposed to be carried by on poles. There were four rings, one at each corner, and the poles were wrapped in gold as well. Inside the ark, the lid was a throne for God. And inside, they kept the stone tablets from the Ten Commandments, and they kept some manna, which the Jews had held on to. There was a bowl of manna in here, and Aaron's pole. So everything here was from God. Fascinating concept. A tabernacle, an ark, and on top, there were two angels who were made out of gold, according to God's instructions, and they had their wings extended, and that was called the mercy seat, and that was God's throne. So that's what they understood when they were thinking about the ark, and they'd lived with it for centuries. It had been hidden after the invasion of Babylon, or before the invasion of Babylon. One of the prophets supposedly hid it in a cave, and we didn't find it anymore. Nobody saw it anymore. So the temple was destroyed, and when the temple was reconstructed just before Jesus' lifetime, there was no Ark of the Covenant inside. So the Ark of the Covenant, the way that they understood, was the single most sacred relic in all of human history. You got to get that into your head. There was no relic in any civilization more holy, more sacred than the Ark of the Covenant. That explains why St. John wrote in the book of Revelations when he spoke of the Ark. For St. John, the real Ark was Mary, who carried God in her womb. If the Ark was about carrying the most sacred things to us, there was not an Ark ever more important than Mary. Now, those who later on divided Holy Scripture, the Bible, into numbered chapters and verses may confuse us from time to time and place those divisions in places that are strange to us. Remember, the original authors did not write Holy Scripture with chapters and verses. That wasn't done. So that happened over centuries after the end of those writings. And the numbering system was something that came late. But it causes some confusion because part of what we're reading today came from chapter 11, and then it continues into chapter 12 of Revelation. But if you remove those numbering systems, here's what John actually wrote. God's temple in heaven was opened. He was in a vision, right? He was in a vision. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky. A woman, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. From the very beginning of the church, the fathers of the church have always understood this to speak of Mary. And even on some fairly profound levels. Now, even just looking at Our Lady of Guadalupe, so 1,500 years after this was written, when Mary appeared in that image to San Juan Diego and to the bishop at the time of Mexico City, the very first bishop, Zumárraga, when the roses fell out of the tilma, what did they see? They immediately heard, saw, and experienced the Ark of the Covenant, a great sign, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. Some of these images are just burned into Christian imagination. It's part of who we are. The fathers of the church understood these. Mary was the real tabernacle. Mary carried God in her womb. Mary was the Ark of the Covenant. Now, I mentioned some other profound levels. Let's just look at them. We can envision Mary as ancient Israel. She wasn't a Christian. She was a daughter of Israel. She was born into a Jewish family. And when she was born, there was no Christ. She was Jewish. She was a daughter of Israel. So imagine the Old Testament giving birth to the New Testament. Can you see that? That's what Mary is. St. John was granted a vision of this in his vision of heaven, including the Ark of the Covenant, and he had Mary in that vision. Now, John, St. John, is interesting as the evangelist and apostle. He was with Mary at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified, and he had a very special relationship with Mary, different from all the other apostles. Listen again to the word. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the other disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Now let's just take this just one step further. If Mary had any other children, this could not have happened. Mary had no other children. Jesus could not have given his mother to St. John if there were other children. Mary was without Jesus. She wasn't a mother to any other children, and yet she was older and she needed to be taken care of, and Jesus put her under the care of a much younger man. John was the youngest of all the apostles. John knew Mary well. And when John went to live in Ephesus, he took Mary with him. And there's a great tradition around that. There's Mary's house is in Ephesus. Now, John had become, by his position, over time, he became the bishop, the highest ranking church member in the church of Ephesus. And there were a number of churches in a semicircle around there. And he was writing his letters in Revelation to those churches that surround him. You can read the map as you read the letters at the beginning of the book of Revelation. And he had obviously been arrested in a persecution, and he was on the Isle of Patmos, he tells us. And on the Isle of Patmos, there were nobody but prisoners, because Patmos was a prison colony. It was used to send very important prisoners where John was being held at this time. And writing, and the time he wrote this book of Revelation, and this is where he wrote. Now, God gave to Moses the exact specifications for the Ark of the Covenant to house the most holy items of our church in the Old Testament. And then they lost the Ark due to their own infidelities as the nation of Israel, and the Ark disappeared for centuries prior to Jesus' birth. God gave Mary to the church as the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, the Ark of the Covenant, who carried God in her womb and in her arms. Mary is more the Ark of the Covenant than the original Old Testament Ark of the Covenant. This was a prefiguring. Old Testament Ark, New Testament Ark. She carried the most holy in her womb. Now, Mary was born immaculate. Mary could not die. She was not going to ever be corrupt in the womb. She's in heaven with her Son and God the Father. Mary was assumed into heaven by her Son. If we believe in the resurrection, you have to believe that Jesus' promises would be fulfilled for his own mother. And Mary is one of the first to go to heaven, and held up by the church as our model and our example. With Mary, we believe in her Son, Jesus. We revere Mary, assumed into heaven, and we follow her to Jesus. Mary will guide you to Jesus. And so we can say together, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.